Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, June 3, 1950, Barbadians read in the pages of the Barbados Advocate that teachers were leaving the island in search of employment in other Caribbean territories. This matter was brought to the attention of the public in a speech day address by the headmaster of Harrison College, Mr. Hammond. The Advocate newspaper reported that a year previously, Mr. Hammond recalled that there was much public concern over the shortage of teachers and that the matter was receiving the attention of the government. The headmaster was particularly concerned about the availability of teachers in areas such as modern languages. Hammond further stated, and I quote, "We are threatened at present with a loss of valuable Barbadian masters who are leaving for other islands where their salaries are more attractive, and a Barbadian does not lightly leave Barbados," end quote. The fact that the education authorities were attempting to solve the problem pleased Mr. Hammond, but he warned all concerned that complacency should not be allowed to set in on this matter, believing that the problem has been solved. Hammond made it clear that he understood how much the Barbados government spends on education as compared to other West Indian islands. According to Mr. Hammond, quote, "Barbados can be justly proud of her long-standing tradition of sound secondary education. And I would plead," he said, "with you all for vigilance that that standard is maintained, because I firmly hold that secondary education is the basis from which all further educational progress must spring," end quote. He added, quote, "Make no mistake, if the standards of schools such as the Lodge and Harrison College is allowed to fall through an unthinkable economy, the damage to the educational and cultural standards of this island will be irreparable," end quote. Mr. Hammond's wide-ranging speech also touched on parochial matters at Harrison College. He extolled the importance of teaching Latin and pointed to the fact that the university college had made Latin mandatory for its arts degree, and added that he did not endorse the replacement of Latin with modern subjects. Mr. Hammond remarked that the school did not have a great year in sports, but was happy that two students of the school, C.W. Smith and J.A. Williams, were called to cricket trials for the intercolonial competition. He also made it clear that hard studying students should be properly nourished and appealed for assistance in having a school canteen. Finally, the headmaster commented on the purpose of education and pointed out that education was not just about getting a piece of paper so as to earn money. Quote, "But if he, the student, comes willing and determined to give to this school as well as to profit from it, both while he is here and after he has left, then we shall enhance that tradition of which we are justly proud and create citizens."
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.